Rich in Romania. Regarding the lifestyle of the people of Romania, I learned how little in the way of material goods we really need, and how beautiful a simple life can be. In Romania, people work with their hands every day, and you'll see an 80-year-old woman still chopping wood because she's been looking after herself all her life, and she still has the strength to do it. Renee Zellweger. In December of 1989, I visited Romania. People lived in such primitive and deprived conditions that I kept asking why they didn't revolt. Someone must have heard me, because 2 weeks later, they did. On my first day there, I changed money on the black market. That is, someone gave me a lot of lu for 100 American dollars. A lot of lu. It was the most currency I had ever seen in one place. There was only one problem with it. There was nothing to buy. Nicolae Ceaușescu's government had left Romanians living in poverty with empty shelves in their stores and no produce in their markets. It was like nothing I had ever experienced. I hadn't counted on it being so cold, and I had to go to several stores to find one pair of gloves. I think someone just gave me a pair. Whereas usually there was a lot to be had, but I didn't have the money to buy much, now I had lots of money, but there was nothing to buy. I was the richest I had ever been, relatively speaking. And if only I could find it, I would buy anything I wanted. I remember going for a pedicure and tipping the person more than it cost. It was a wonderful feeling, but it was a bittersweet triumph. What's the good of having all this money if you couldn't buy anything? Buying power is one way we judge if someone's rich. Possessions are another way. But it's all relative. All I had was $100 worth of lu, but it was a virtual fortune in downtrodden Romania at the time. When we say we want a lot of money, we usually mean we want what the money can afford us. And when we say that, we usually mean whatever is available to everyone else. The potential to get whatever I wanted, the opposite of a feeling of lack, was what made the difference. I was feeling rich simply because I had more buying power than anyone else, even though there was almost nothing to buy. Hot water, heating, light, food, all of these were in poor supply in Romania at the time. Was I really richer than I am now with sufficient food, heating, light, even though I can't afford a car or a trip abroad? I didn't mind. It was an adventure. But was it really so much fun to be above everyone else's poverty and discontent? It was like having a lot of Monopoly money. I had to get rid of it before I left Romania because you couldn't take money out of the country. It was like being on one of those spending sprees where you have to spend as much as you can in a given time limit. I often wonder what happened to the people I met and how they fared through the revolution. I've heard that since that time, Romania has experienced an improvement in lifestyle and greater freedom. My vacation there put a lot of my ideas about having money and the things they can buy into perspective, and I became richer for it in more ways than one. Reprinted from the Money Book.